You know, have you ever had this happen to you where you've heard there's been something really funny on one of the American Tonight shows, maybe the Colbert Report or something like that, and you think, oh, I'll just jump online and I'll watch it. And you get to the Colbert Report's website, and not only does it tell you that you can't watch it from your location, they even know what location you're in. It says, it's one of the detriments of living under a monarchy, but in case you can't give up your Vegemite and move to America, watch these clips on, and then it's an ad for the pay TV channel that you can go to if you want to watch them. It's all about copyright and copyright infringement, of course. But a friend of mine was saying to me, well, it's okay, just go via a proxy server. And I've always wondered, is it legal to watch this kind of stuff via a proxy server? Stilgarian is a freelance technology writer and commentator. He's watching this at the moment because, of course, there's a discussion paper about online infringement, copyright infringement at the moment. Morning, Stilgarian.
Good morning, Bern.
So am I breaking the rules if I use a proxy server to watch what I'm not supposed to watch online?
Oh, now breaking the rules is a different question from breaking the law, isn't it?
Yes, I know. I chose that carefully.
Yeah. Look, what you're doing is whenever you sign up for one of the online content services, when you create your account, you accept to obey the rules and conditions, the terms and conditions of the service. And for many of the streaming video services online, they're going to say, for example, for Netflix or whatever, are you in one of these countries that we actually do business in? Now, there's nothing to stop you saying, yeah, I am, and clicking OK, and paying money to get an account to watch these services, or even a free one, and using a proxy server, as you said, or another technology called a VPN, a virtual private network, that can make your internet connection appear to be coming from another place, and there are many legitimate uses for that technology. So what you've done is you haven't necessarily broken the law. The question's still out on this one. What you have done is broken the terms and conditions of the service that you signed up for.
That's that one that nobody really reads the fine print of anyway and probably didn't realise there potentially was a term and condition of it.
That's right. Yeah. You probably broke those terms because you fed your dog too early on a Wednesday or something. You know? And the thing is, though, a service like Netflix is the example everyone talks about because it's quite interesting. They don't have a presence in Australia. They don't officially do business in Australia. And yet, there are estimates that up to 200,000 Australians have Netflix accounts.
So you have
to
be...
And they're paying their money to use it. I mean, yeah. And Netflix is going to be perfectly happy to take their money. The money gets handed on to the producers of the TV show. Who does miss out are the Australian distributors of those television series who have signed an exclusive distribution agreement in Australia, whether that's with Foxtel or one of the free-to-air networks or whatever. And so the ones missing out are the existing content distributors, not the producers of the TV show.
Okay. I mean, it seems to, in a way, go against the spirit of copyright, in a way. Although when we, you know, you see those ads before you watch a DVD where they do the thank you at the moment, and everyone's thanking you from the writer to the actor. Thank you for not being part of, you know, piracy online and all that kind of thing. It's all wrapped into one another, though, isn't it? Because if we break too many rules in all this area, it can cost jobs. How many people do you think are doing it?
Are those jobs of creators or the jobs of distributors? And at this campaign, when you look at the discussion, it's all, you know, it's all about the creative industries. You've got to remember that 90% of the people in these so-called creative industries are not creators. They're everybody from, you know, the corner news agent to the person who did catering on the film set to whatever. And 90, you know, so many of them are working in the distribution industry. This is why Choice, for example, has labelled this whole idea of working against geo-blocking is a consumer rights issue. Why should you have to buy your content through a specific distributor who's got people in Australia when, for example, the internet, the whole point is to allow people to do business globally without anyone in the middle?
Yeah.
It's a conundrum.
It is. I mean, Stilgarian, I believe, choice of even put out a how-to guide on it. So if you want to know how to break the rules or break the law, I'm not sure which way we're going to go on this. We'll have to wait until we have more than just a discussion paper and perhaps some solid rules on all of this. Still, Gerrion is a freelance technology writer and commentator. I am sure we'll talk about it again still. Thank you very much for that.
Pleasure, Bern, anytime.
All right.